Welcome, everybody. Share number 1282. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisa, Lila Nishmas Belima Basra Moshe, and the Refuah Shalema Miriam Rezel Basdina. Getting back to our Malacha of Ma'amer gathering. Okay, we actually are coming towards the end of Ma'amer. It's a fairly small Malacha. And we'll finish it up. Some finishing interesting questions, and then Bezrus Hashem will move on to our next Malacha. Hopefully, I would like to start the Malacha of Zoreh. Zoreh, which is actually winnowing. We learned the Malacha of Zoreya, which was planting, but Zoreh is a little bit different. That has to do with winnowing. It has to do with some of the various different shilas that come up. Would be using an aerosol spray can, right, spraying things into the air. If there's saliva, somebody gives out saliva into the air, somebody spills water into the air to have it sort of like blow into the wind, and sometimes you have questions of dust, shaking out dust, whereby it's a problem of malabain, but also dust into the air, blowing off dust on an old bookshelf, possibly. There's various different type of interesting shilas that come up in Zoreh. So that, Bezras Hashem, I hope that will be the next malacha coming up after Ma'amer. Okay, so an interesting question comes up in Ma'amer. Somebody wants to put together flowers, right? They have cut flowers. They're not cutting anything. Cutting flowers from its growing source would be the malacha of Koitzer, cutting on Shabbos, right? From removing something from its place of growth. So let's say they were cut. Fine, everything is cut before Shabbos. Everything is ready. But now I want to, and even possibly in the place of growth, but now I want to put them together. Or in the house, I want to put them together. Is that a problem? As we know, Ma'amer is gathering Gedulei Karka, something that grew from the ground, and flowers grew from the ground, right? So, you know, how could I work that? So it brings down the Sefer Shabbos home that there's an interesting concept that gathering for beauty, as we understand the Malach of Ma'amer, gathering, when they used to gather the produce, it was done for the it was not done for beauty for sure. It was done for preservation of the produce, right? The produce shouldn't get eaten, shouldn't get spoiled, or so on, whatever the case was in the Mishkan. That's why they gathered together the produce. In general, farmers gather together produce. It's to preserve the produce and to have it and so on. Okay, as we understand, tying it together and so on. But when it's done for beauty, when this type of thing is done for some sort of beauty, so then the Malacha Ma'amer will not apply. So he brings that down. Interesting. On page 295, does the Sefer Shabbos home. He says on the bottom, "B'chol she'enem ischaven l'tach l'zu." Whenever a person is gathering, if not for this reason, in general, harezeh mafkir she malacha. It's not part of the malacha. So he says like this: as stated above, the malacha of ma'amer applies only to gathering when the gathering is done to preserve the produce, which is what the malacha is all about. Gathering produce for any other reason is not included in the malacha. So he says, going with that, if one is permitted, it is permitted to put together some cut flowers because the flowers are put together for beauty rather than to protect the flowers. Obviously, if somebody wants to make like a bouquet or something like that, so that alt ma'amer, it's okay. Now, but the problem is there are other malachas involved. It could be boina. Question of boina, he brings down, nevertheless, it's forbidden to make an arrangement with the flowers due to the malacha makab and patish, possibly. So to actually make an arrangement, to beautify, I want to set it up in a nice way or something like that. So that's already problematic. But as far as ma'amer goes, in general, people, you know, bring together flowers for a bouquet or whatever the case is. It's for beauty, so it's a totally different thing that would not be a problem as far as ma'amer. But one has to be careful how it's done. Making a bouquet on Shabbos is running into a problem with other things. Okay, so now the only problem is the Sefer Lamates Malacha does bring down from the Igris Moshe, who is not the Lamaisa. He brings down in Ha'ara number 42 that Shenestapik Bezem Shaykh Bechahay Gavna L'chay Mishim Ma'amer from the Igris Moshe. The Moshe was Mestapik. If this is would be Ma'amer possibly. He does bring down also from the Ketzayis Shulchan possibly. So the bottom line is, one should refrain, and for other reasons also, because Lafid Lamates Malachas, how he brings it down, Hitaka says it would be a problem, and he says, like we saw in the Sefer Shabbos home, once you start making a bouquet of flowers, would be running into the Malacha, like we said, a Boinu Amaka Bepatish. Therefore, even artificial flowers, even you'll say, well, they're artificial flowers, it's not something that grew from the ground, so what's the problem? So even artificial flowers may also not be made into a bouquet. Stop making a nice bouquet. So that's again running into either boina building or maka bepatish, making the final blow. So making a bouquet of flowers is definitely problematic, even though, albeit according to some paiskim, it might not be the malacha of ma'amer per se, even though you're gathering together things which were cut from the ground. Now, so the ma'aser, that's the bottom line. Again, there are two different ways of looking at it, but for the various different reasons, one should definitely stay away from starting to make a bouquet on Shabbos. Now, an interesting thing brings down Sefer Sha'ayel Meshulash, reference to a lulav, tying together a lulav with hadasim. I'm not getting into the tying part and Hilchas Yom Tov, how that works or whatever. But as far as putting it together, right, somebody puts together on Yom Tov, obviously Shabbos, it's all muksa, but on Yom Tov, let's say a lulav and hadasim and aravis and all that, of course, it's already cut, so you'll say, what do you mean? If I can, according to some shitas, where we saw possibly you can't put together flowers, make a bouquet or whatever, so maybe putting together a lulav, hadasim, and arav, so he brings down the Zayim Shulish, that would not be a problem. We see it in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings from Simon Tuf Reish Nun Aleph, over there in the halachas of lulav and esrig and so on, that putting that together would not be a problem. As far as, bringing together the hadasim and the aravis and the lulav, even though it's all obviously the gedulei karka, things that grew from the ground, so that would be fine as far as ma'amar goes for sure. Okay, just one more thing. I just wanted to read from the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas. Also brings down the same thing that in our malacha, as far as ma'ama goes, again, as far as makab v'patish boina we saw, but just getting an understanding that he wants to say that if somebody gathers together flowers, even though they're pre-cut, and they put them together, if it's in the field, if they're doing it outside, that's mamish to malacha. He wants to say that's mamish to malacha of ma'amer. That would be the real deraisa. So, but he ends off, l'chatchila, yesh l'hachmer gam b'bayis. That l'chatchila, one should be careful also even in the house. So, and that's else ma'amer goes, else gathering. In other words, you have cut flowers. I want to bring them together and put a rubber band on it, whatever the case is. So he brings down, even in the house, one should be l'chatchila for sure machmer, but if somebody does it outside where they were cut, then for sure that will be running into the issa d'oraisa of ma'amer. So be it as it may, bottom line is on a bouquet of flowers, bringing the flowers together, tying it up or whatever the case, putting the rubber band on or whatever, definitely one should not do that on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.